Your agency may be operating under a continuing resolution at the end of the month. You will need allies to face the challenges that come with the CR. That means working closely with a lot of different folks. Keith Trippi is chief executive at the Trippi Group, former executive director for the Enterprise System Development Office, the office of the CIO at the Department of Homeland Security, and he has some ideas about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the coming CR. We'll get into those in just a moment, Keith. It is becoming more clear that we will have a CR of some length starting October 1st. Overall, what are the pitfalls of that, and what are the mistakes that you've seen people make in the experiences that you've been through with CRs before? Thanks for coming on today, Keith.
Hey, thank you, Francis. Good morning. So the first CR, you know, people that have been in the federal government have gone through it, but even if you have, for those of you that haven't, the first CR I went through, I think it was about three and a half days of hiding under my desk to figure out, you know, what is this thing that, just landed here? But it's a kind of a reality. Almost every fall you have to plan for it. So, you know, some of the pitfalls, communications is going to be absolutely vital because you're going to be making trade-offs that are trade-offs that you wouldn't have made in a normal year, and you're going to have to understand what the downstream impact of that is, and you're going to have unhappy people, so you have to get out in front of that. So communications up, out, and down is going to be crucial to working your way through a CR.
The good, the bad, and the ugly are in the notes that you wrote, and I'd like to post these on federalnewsradio.com so people can track them as they listen to the conversation. You write, the good forces a fresh look at existing plans. What does that make you do? What's the depth behind that concept when you're dealing with the CR, Keith?
Yeah, here's one of the best things of the CR. It forces a fresh look at old plans, right? Every year you should be looking at your plans. When the money is flowing in, maybe you get a little bit more comfortable, right? And you say, well, this is the plan. It's too much work to redo it. Let's just stay with it. Well, what the CR forces you to do, because you have to suspend any new work, right? So the new stuff that you were going to do, and new stuff could be, I'm going to take this old system, I'm going to modernize it, get it onto a new platform, move it out to a different environment. That money isn't going to come in during the CR. So you have to make that trade-off. Or you've got a new capability that you've been talking about with a customer for the past 6 months. And they've said, I'll put in some money, you agree to put in some money, and then you're going to go get something done in the first 90 to 180 days. Well, those things can't be done during this situation. So having to go back and look through what your budget was, what your budget's going to be during, say, the first 90, 120 days of the year, and then being able to have to make really tough decisions on, do I go forward with this project or do I stay where I am? So it's a fresh, healthy look at prioritizing what's in your budget.
The bad you write about is managing those changes in priority with the staff, and that you include federal employees and contractors, and keeping morale up. Let's talk about managing the priority changes. You don't really get much choice, from my impression of what a CR means for agencies, because you just keep doing what you've been doing.
Yeah, that's true. And a couple of key points here under this topic. Change is hard. And when I mean change, you've been setting expectations about where you want to move the organization in the next 12 to 24 months. Well, a CR changes a lot of that. So you have to revisit what you had committed that you were going to do. Well, that commitment isn't just up to leadership and out to customers. It is with your staff. You have employees that want to grow every year. You have federal contractors that you've got on contracts that are working towards new objectives. Well, you've got to go back and revisit that. So one of the first things you want to do is you want to talk to your lieutenants. You want to have your lieutenants go down and do a full assessment of what the art of the possible is in this new environment. And then personally, as the executive, you got to get out. Get out from behind the desk, get out from your office, open the door, and walk the floors. You've got to go walk up and sit down and talk to your staff. Sit down with the GS-11. Get a pulse of the organization. Because any of these changes that are going to happen, or you've got to go backwards instead of going forwards, you've got to get out there. They've got to see that you're there. And then one other quick suggestion there would be monthly town halls, at least every 2 months at most. People need to see you. They need to hear you. You need to hear from them in a group setting. Transparency is going to be key because there will be changes along the way that you won't have foreseen, and getting everybody together to have that conversation is extremely helpful to the organization.
Everything you're saying makes sense, Keith, but for example, when you get a pulse of what's going on in the organization as a result of the CR, what do you do with it then?
Well, you've got to manage that message. So if you get a pulse that the team is unhappy, well, you got to find out where the real sources of folks are that are unhappy and sit down and talk with them, because they could have been looking at this thing and saying, over the next 6 to 12 months, I was going to build my resume, for lack of a better term. I am going to work on projects that are going to get me from a GS-13 to a GS-14. And now all of that is on hold. I'm not going to maybe get new training. And so you've got to talk with that employee to keep their spirits up and keep them engaged and keep them committed to the effort and the mission, because it's hard on folks. And you've got to spend the time with your staff to make sure that they're moving with you and understand those trade-offs that you have to make. Because let's face it, you're going to have information as the executive that no one else is going to have on your staff.
Keith Trippi of the Trippi Group, and that's the ugly that you're writing about, among the good, bad, and the ugly of how to deal with the CR. You write about managing the message about impacts to performance with leadership, customers, and stakeholders. How do you decide what of that information is ideal to share with people, short of OMB or the office of the leadership of your organization telling you not to? The information that's open to sharing, how do you decide what's beneficial to share and what's not?
Well, I always found that more transparency, the better, because typically with IT, news doesn't get better 6 months from now if there's something coming on IT and it's a little bumpy. It doesn't get better. It doesn't magically fix itself. So I always found that an early discussion early on that helps set those expectations that, look, I don't have the resources that I had before. I don't have the resources that I'm planning on having. So I've got to make a trade-off between different projects. Now, obviously, as the executive, you have got to talk to your leadership to understand that impact. If you have customers that have given you funding, you've got to understand what that impact. You've got to understand the political waters. So all of that's got to go into a mix. And then you, as the executive, have got to make those decisions and live with them. And then you've got to be able to have early and often communications. Because folks aren't going to be happy. You're going to have folks that are not going to be happy, right? And no matter what the communication is, they're not going to see it their way. But you had to make those decisions.
You write about some of the key resources to collaborate with: procurement attorneys, budget analysts, communication staff within the Office of the Chief Information Officer and the Office of Public Affairs. Are there priorities there, or is it just essentially keeping your network wide open all the way around?
Well, there's a couple of things, because as an executive in an organization, you can't do a whole lot. You can hire, you can work with the Chico people to get folks onboarded, but it's the contracts, right? So the bulk of your staff is typically contractors. So if you don't have a good procurement attorney, and the department had a lot of great ones, a good procurement attorney and really good finance attorneys, you don't understand the nuances within each of the contracts about what you're going to be able to do. So going down the hall, sitting down, having a cup of coffee with these folks is extremely important, because that will absolutely impact your trajectory on decisions that you're going to make. And so it's very nuts and bolts, not very sexy stuff, but if you don't have relationships with those folks, it's going to be tough, because you'll make decisions almost in the dark, and that's not going to work out well for you in the long term.
Keith, it's good stuff. Thanks for coming on.